My father is in the house, and my mother is in another. I came back from school one day. I entered the house. My mother was sitting, and the sadness seemed on her face. And my father was standing, frowning. And I was surprised to see him there at this hour of the day. I said, "Hello." And I checked their faces with concern. Something happened, I said to myself. I sat on the couch, and I didn't know what to say. In our house, there are many differences between my mother and father. Sometimes their voices rise, and my father sometimes comes out of the house. Sometimes when the dispute rages and the problem is the size of mountains, as my mother says, my sister and I go with her to my grandfather's house. But this time, it was different. The silence scared me a lot. I asked my mother what had happened. She answered me, "Your father will tell you." I looked at my father and asked him, "What's the matter, father? What's wrong with you?" My father approached me and said to me, "You have grown up, Rami. What you will hear now will be difficult for you, but you will understand the matter." I did not have enough patience to hear more introductions, so I said to him, "What happened? Tell me quickly." He answered me, "You know that your mother and I are constantly in trouble, and our disagreements do not end. So we came to a resolution. We shall each live alone. This is the best solution for everyone." I asked angrily, "What does this mean?" My mother replied in a sad voice, "This means that the problems will stop now at home. I will stay with you and your sister here, and your father will leave home and live elsewhere." I couldn't take any more, and I started crying. How can they say this? I'm still too young to bear all this talk. Dad tried to alleviate me and said, "Don't worry, my son. I'll always be close to you. You can contact me whenever you want, and I will remain the one who loves you so much." I ran to my room hurriedly. Tears were pouring out of my eyes. I kept asking myself many questions. What life awaits me after today? How will I be able to live without my father? Who will come to school to receive my scorecard at the end of the school year? How am I going to celebrate my birthday without him? What am I going to do when I worry at night or wake up terrified of a terrible dream or nightmare? I thought about myself a lot, and I thought about them. Why don't adult problems end as quickly, as easily as young people do? Isn't the world sorry enough for adults to have a good relationship again? Oh my God! What will my life be like from today on? My father left the house, and I always had feelings of fear and anxiety. But contrary to what I thought, my father was in constant contact with us. My sister was always close to my mother, and I learned to live with the hard truth. My mother and father are divorced. I tried to see the positive picture of the subject. The screams in our house ended and were replaced with calmness. My mother used to play a lot with us, teach us, and spend the most beautiful times with us. We used to feel happy. We got used to the new situation. I would talk to my father almost every day, and my sister and I would go to his place. When I was anxious or afraid, I would sneak into my mother's warm bed and they would hug her and sleep. As for my birthday, every year I had two celebrations. Once with my father and once with my mother. And I got two gifts from them. It's true that I had hoped that my parents would continue to live together, but they have chosen to be separate from each other. So, for the better. As for their love for me, it remains as great as ever. My friends, what is the moral of the story? My father is in a house and my mother is in another.